U.S. beef producers are feeling their share of the trade war with China, especially with the tariffs that went into effect September 1st. Cattlemen say they support the president because he's standing up for American trade interests. But the Chinese tariffs aren't the only problem they're facing. For Harvest Public Media, Jag Khalil has the story.
Rancher Dave Wright's pasture is quiet until it's time to call in his cows.
Boss!
His ranch is near Ewing, Nebraska, about a half-hour drive south of the Missouri River.
There's 75 cows and calves in there.
Each one of these cows means money. There are 75 of Nebraska's 6.8 million cattle. Nearby, there are 6.3 million cattle in Kansas and 2.8 million in Colorado. America is the world's largest beef producer. It exported $8.3 billion worth of beef in 2018. And China is the largest foreign beef market. But last year, only $61 million in American beef went to China. Part of the reason the Chinese aren't eating more American beef? There's a 47% duty on it, says the U.S. Meat Export Federation. These tariffs might have put a dent in America's prospects in China, but they haven't put one in this rancher's support for Trump's trade policies.
All the administrations have tried to be nice. This guy's stepping in. He says, I'm going to use a different form of diplomacy. He's going to use the old Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Wright's not the only one giving Trump the benefit of the doubt. Down the highway and further up the beef production chain is Doug Korth's feedlot. As trucks carry in cattle feed and carry out manure, Korth says times are tough and Trump's trade war isn't helping.
He's hurting the hell out of us.
But like Wright, Korth's also glad that Trump's doing something about trade.
Trump is trying to fix about four generations of screw up in one swoop. And as tough as he is, he might get it done, but ag is paying the price in the meantime.
The China tariffs aren't the only issue Trump's trade policies have brought about. On his third day of the presidency, he withdrew the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That trade deal would have strengthened America's foothold in major beef markets like Japan. When the government shut down last December, it meant the United States trade representative went into partial shutdown. Then there's China. For years, Americans couldn't export beef to China in the wake of a mad cow disease scare in 2003. Dawn Caldwell is a rancher and board member of the Nebraska Cattlemen. She remembers exactly where she was when she got the call that China was open again for business.
So I remember I was walking up the sidewalk in my backyard. I got a phone call that said there's going to be a press announcement come out shortly. Be ready and be excited. All those years of not being able to export beef to China were coming to an end.
In June 2017, the first shipment of U.S. beef arrived in China. Fast forward to May 2018. Jordan Beeman, the president of Heart Brand Beef, had sent his first container full of gourmet beef from his ranch between San Antonio and Houston to China. But then China responded to Trump's tariffs with an additional 25% duty on U.S. beef.
The product was well received, but then when the new tariffs came up, we weren't able to keep going forward with that.
The trade situation has been an unpredictable risk. Caldwell, the rancher and Nebraska Cattlemen board member, says they can't deal with it forever.
Farmers can manage their businesses extremely well, but if we get out to 2 and 5 and 10 years from now, that will not be the case.
Folks like Korth at the Nebraska feedlot have been doubly hit, not just by trade, but by natural disasters.
Maybe I am pouting a little bit, but it kind of irks a guy when you, like the last couple years, when you fight Mother Nature, you fight the economy, you fight the profitability, and people don't get it.
In Nebraska alone, the Farm Bureau says retaliatory tariffs could cost the state $943 million in 2019. The organization didn't count beef losses, but it did say that export losses from beef could push that number over $1 billion. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jad Khalil.